This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
It's a sad reality that we pay people more to look after animals in a zoo than we pay them to look after children in a nursery.
That is Christina McEnany, the General Secretary of Unison, the largest labor union in the United Kingdom. She was speaking in a webinar organized by the British Trades Union Congress about the effect of the pandemic on women workers and what must be done.
The unequal impact of COVID-19 on women has been very stark. Women have actually borne the brunt of this pandemic. We ran a survey in Unison, and it just shows just how true that is. And in over 2 days, 47,000 women participated in that survey. Women desperate to tell their stories, share their experiences. And it told the story of loneliness, disconnection, isolation, and indeed the impact of what the pandemic was doing for their working life. It showed a deep-seated fear of catching the virus and giving it to a relative or a loved one. And it also highlighted the physical toll of the pandemic, about people not sleeping well or taking regular breaks. But it also showed an increase in issues around domestic violence and a genuine rise in discrimination against pregnant women and women with children and other caring responsibilities. Women in all jobs have ended up juggling work and caring responsibilities, expected to do more than ever with the same number of hours in the day and quite often for lower pay. But of course, the pre-pandemic picture wasn't actually that much better. With inflexible work too often that saw women disproportionately having to cut their hours, take unpaid leave to cover childcare and elder care, and of course, see the impact that had on their progression. And then of course, there's the whole issue of low paid. It doesn't have to be like that. Stronger employment rights, greater flexibility, and a decent childcare system would help us all to better balance our lives, whatever our circumstances. And change is absolutely imperative if we want to kickstart our economy after this crisis. And there are some key changes to the laws that would make a huge difference to women in this country and women in the workplace. Right at the start of the pandemic, Unison lobbied MPs about concerns about the restrictions brought in by the Coronavirus Act. We called for guaranteed parental leave for the duration of the crisis. We called for the extension of statutory sick pay. And when you look at what happened in some sectors, that was particularly important. And a temporary increase in statutory sick pay rate, which would disproportionately benefit low-paid workers, predominantly women and Black workers. And we need day one rights for all staff to be able to work flexibly and at least have 10 days parental leave to make a significant difference in the workplace. COVID yet again has shown the acute shortage of accessible and affordable childcare. And so we've also called on the government for an urgent cash injection to ensure that affordable childcare is universally available and for additional funding targeted at provision for children from low-income households. One of the other key issues I think that we should be considering is this decision by the government to delay gender pay gap reporting by another 6 months after already suspending it for a year in February. It shows we've got a huge problem about how this government views gender equality. If there's no measurement of how much wider the gap has become during COVID, we're never going to be able to hold employers to account. We need to restore gender pay gap reporting, but it's not enough just to report the size of the gap. We need proper action plans that have to be mandatory, and we also believe small employers should also have to report on this. But improving legal rights is just half the story. Most of all, we need to make sure women's voices are at the heart of shaping what comes out of the other side of COVID. It's a scandal that women, mainly those in the lowest pay, have had to reduce their hours at work as a direct result of school and childcare closures, and some have been forced out of work altogether, and that the government proposes a 1% pay increase or thinks that's all we should be entitled to in the NHS is such an insult. And when you look at the workforce in the NHS, it is predominantly women who will be affected by this. But I suppose for me, one of the key things to come out of this would be what would make the biggest difference to certainly many of the members that we've got in Unison? And that would be legislation that actually does something, not just about the gender pay gap, but about the fact that there is so much gender segregation in work. So when you look at the jobs that we've now seen as being essential during this pandemic, and when you look at the jobs that are traditionally undervalued, we're looking predominantly at caring jobs, education, early years, cleaning and catering work, people who work in the care sector, all predominantly large groups of women. And there's a reason why they're so poorly paid, and that's because we do not value the skills that they bring to those particular jobs. And so for me, one of the key things would be, can we bring in something which is about having proper pay and conditions in sectors? Can we bring in some legislation which looks specifically at how you would job evaluate particular large categories of jobs and start to put a proper value on the worth of those jobs? And it's a sad reality that we pay people more to look after animals in a zoo than we pay them to look after children in a nursery. We pay people more to collect tickets at a train station than we do to look after our elderly relatives in a care home. And that's not to criticise people who look after animals in a zoo or people who collect tickets at a station. It's a reflection on the fact that we do not value the skills that predominantly women bring to these roles. And so that gender discrimination, gender segregation in work is something that we need to seriously look at and find a way to deal with that. So that would be my plea in terms of what I think should be the biggest issue around changing laws.